Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie, and on our panel on Earth and Mission Control, we have Richard, who's doing an excellent job. Now, what's on the show today? Well, we're going to be talking about Skycraft, an Australian air traffic management satellite system, and our special guest will be Douglas Griffin, the chief engineer of Skycraft. More of that later. And then we're going to have the astronaut. Astronaut. Yes, Thomas Mueller will tell us about an event that's happening this weekend down in Docklands. And, well, given that we're then pushed onto the track of astronauts, we'll, I think we'll have Chris Bosshausen, who flew a space flight several years ago on the New Shepard. But let's go out now with introducing our topic, which is the news theme, I think. Oh, I've been at a conference here in Melbourne, and Richard wants to know all about it, so he's going to ask me a few questions about what it is and what it was, and I'll try to answer.
Yes, I guess starting off, what was the conference about?
Well, it was about space research, and the conference was called the 24th Australian Space Research Conference, and it was held on Monday, yesterday, and today. So I'm lucky to make it here for the space show tonight.
It was held in Melbourne, was it?
Yes, at Monash University, but not the Clayton campus, in the city. They have got a great big building in Collins Street.
Yeah, I've been past that one.
Yeah, and it's quite nice inside, but it's a bit amazed to find your way around inside this building. And it was a bit strange, you know, it's a bit like an office block, really.
Yeah, and well attended?
Yes. Could have been better, but it was comfortable.
And I'm guessing you got to see a few good speakers there?
Oh, yes. I'll just mention a few, if I may. There was Dr. Zuliang Bai, who spoke, he's from the University of Sydney, and he spoke about a satellite system called Kuava. And I interviewed him, and we won't have him on tonight, but Kuava is an Australian satellite that was built in Sydney by the people at the University of Sydney and other things. Kuava means the Centre for CubeSats, UAVs, and their applications. Where did they come up with that name? Anyway, Associate Professor Ali Chapman spoke about the Spirit satellite.
Oh, yes.
And that was built in Melbourne University.
Yep.
As a university project. Mm. And it's been taking photographs of the Earth. It's now a few days away from being 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
So next week we'll celebrate the second birthday of of Spirit. And we'll have, you know, much of our program next week devoted to it, because I was able to interview Michael. I always have trouble pronouncing some people's names. And I'm looking through here. He's not in the book. Anyway, Michel Trenti, who is the leader of the project.
Oh, excellent.
And he did an experiment. One of his experiments is on it, from the Italian Space Agency, looking at gamma ray bursts.
Yep.
So not only does this satellite take pictures of the Earth, it takes pictures of itself, a selfie in the modern terms. I hate that word, but anyway. He's in charge of the gamma ray experiment, looking at gamma ray bursts, that is exploding neutron stars and things like that. And He's got some interesting results to report.
Yeah, so, okay. So we'll have him on next week.
We'll have him on next week, yes.
Excellent.
Okay. Also, at the conference was Elena Donia from Monash University, and she's been tracing magnetic secrets of the sunspots using sound.
Really?
Yeah. You see, because the sun is a plasma ball,
yeah,
sound can travel through that plasma. Plasma is ionized gas. Okay, and so the sound waves can travel right through the sun, reflect off the far side of the sun, and come back. And because it makes the solar surface move up and down, that can change the color of the light from the sun just slightly, enough to be measured, and to figure out how much the sun is vibrating.
Right. So we're picking up the sound of the sun by looking at changes in the color of the light from the sun.
That's right. Anyway, she's a lecturer at senior lecturer in astrophysics and applied mathematics at Monash. And we had a nice chat, so that'll be on. Today, of course, we've got going to have Douglas Griffin from Skycraft, so we'll talk about that when we get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Alex Howard from CSIRO was talking about the committee that's been formed on Earth observation satellites. It's called CEOS, and it's an international committee.
Yep. Yep.
And CSIRO is one of the leaders in it.
Yep.
So he gave a nice little talk about that. Unfortunately, he escaped my clutches, and I didn't get an interview with
one
him.
One for next time.
Yes. Okay. And let's see. I'm looking at someone that he gave a talk, and the thing is there are a whole lot of talks in parallel.
Oh, they had breakout sessions and
yeah, breakouts. There were joint what they call plenaries. That is where everyone's together, usually in the morning, and then in the afternoon, they broke out into different sessions.
It's always tricky. You've got to make that choice, don't you?
Got to make that choice, and you sometimes miss the one that you wanted.
Yep.
Okay, and as I mentioned, that office block, it's. We were working on two floors, and finding the right room is a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Patrick Humbert from La Trobe University was talking about building biological models to understand the role of gravity in health on both Earth and in space. So they are looking at cancer cells, for example, and how microgravity affects that and how radiation affects it. Larry James, again, he escaped my attention, but he gave a good talk. He's from Monash University, so we might be able to rope him into Southern Earth and here into the studio sometime. Mm-hmm. They've got a thing called the SmartSat, CRC. Well, CRC means... A research center. RC means research center.
Mm-hmm.
He's originally from the United States. He's retired from the United States Air Force, and he's been appointed as the strategic advisor for SmartSat Cooperative Research Center in Adelaide, and is a professor of practice in space innovation at Monash. So he's sort of holding several hats there. Yeah. And he's had quite an extensive experience in the aerospace field. But he escaped my microphone. From Swinburne University,
yep.
Quite a lot of Melbourne involved here, Professor Alison Keeley was talking about from orbit to operations, making it engineering resilient. In other words, how to cope with problems and so on. One of the highlights for me, we have talked on the space show last year quite a bit about HEO Robotics, H-E-O company. They put cameras on satellites that can photograph other satellites.
I've heard of that, yep.
And they are up-and-coming company.
Mm-hmm.
They've already got quite a few.
Mm.
They began as a company that wanted to image asteroids.
Right.
For those companies that want to mine asteroids. But they realized there wasn't any market
tough
in it
business,
yet.
That one.
No market yet. So they said, well, okay, what can we do with this idea of cameras in space? And they said, well, people want to know what their satellite is doing, especially if it's got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Has the solar panels unfolded and the antennas right and so on? And is it spinning the right way or whatever?
Mm.
And so it came up the idea of the camera on a satellite looking at another satellite that might be passing 20, 50, 100 kilometers away from you and taking a photograph of it and then selling those photographs to the companies who want to know.
Smart. And I'm guessing they're one of the first to be doing that, is that right?
They are one of the first, but they're not the only one. And they're also renting, not only do they put their own cameras on the satellite, they're also renting space or camera time, on other satellites which do have cameras, but they might be dedicated to looking at the Earth, at the ground, at the land. And, of course, a lot of the time they're over cloud, which is no good to that company, or over the ocean, which they're not interested in, say. And so they rent the time. HEO rents the time, the camera time, and points the camera instead at a passing satellite.
That's a great business model.
A great business model. Well, I had a nice chat with Hiranya Jayakobadi, and we'll have him on the show sometime in the near future, because we have talked about that HEO company quite a bit in the thing. All right. So, and I have interviewed with lots of other people as well, including lots of students who have done small research projects.
Yep.
And for most of them, this will be the first time they've ever been on a radio.
Yeah, right. Well, that's exciting.
And for them, it's very exciting. But it was quite exhausting for me, going from one person to another to another.
Sounds like it was 3 days well spent, though.
3 days well spent, yes.